Sarah, Apple's announcement about building their AI architecture around Google Gemini models is absolutely stunning. This represents a complete departure from their traditional "not invented here" philosophy. What are the technical implications of this decision?
Marcus, this is seismic. Apple has spent decades building their competitive advantage on vertical integration and controlling the entire stack. The core AI framework they've released alongside this announcement shows they're essentially creating a wrapper around Google's models while maintaining their privacy-focused approach through on-device processing where possible.
The business implications are staggering. Apple is essentially acknowledging that Google has won the foundation model race, at least for now. But they're betting they can differentiate through user experience and privacy implementation. The Siri AI announcement accompanying this suggests they're rushing to market with AI capabilities rather than waiting years to develop competitive models internally.
What's particularly interesting is the hybrid architecture they're describing. Critical personal data stays on device using Apple's chips, but more complex reasoning tasks get routed to Gemini models running in what they're calling privacy-preserving cloud environments. The technical challenge of seamlessly orchestrating between local and remote inference while maintaining their privacy promises is enormous.
From a market perspective, this deal likely involves massive financial commitments to Google. Apple's services revenue has been their growth engine, and now they're essentially paying Google to power the intelligence layer of their entire ecosystem. The unit economics here must be fascinating, and probably explains why they're being so aggressive about hardware upgrades to support on-device processing.
The timing coincides perfectly with the Microsoft security incident we need to discuss. Microsoft's open-source tools being compromised to steal AA. iDeveloper Passwords shows just how valuable these AI systems have become to attackers. When hackers are specifically targeting AI developers, you know this technology has crossed into critical infrastructure territory.
That Microsoft breach is particularly concerning because it targeted the development toolchain itself. This wasn't a data center attack or a phishing campaign. Someone compromised the actual tools that AI developers use daily. The supply chain implications are enormous, especially as more companies like Apple become dependent on external AI providers.
The attack vector here is sophisticated. They didn't just compromise Microsoft systems. They specifically targeted the authentication mechanisms that AI developers rely on for accessing training clusters, model repositories, and deployment infrastructure. This suggests nation-state level capabilities and objectives.
Which brings us back to Apple's decision. By partnering with Google rather than trying to build everything in-house, they're accepting a dependency relationship that would have been unthinkable 5 years ago. But they're also distributing risk. If one AI provider has issues, they can potentially pivot to alternatives more quickly than if they'd built everything internally.
The geopolitical implications are significant too. Apple's AI infrastructure now depends on Google's model capabilities, which could create new pressure points in international trade relationships. If tensions with China escalate, or if there are new AI export restrictions, Apple's entire intelligence layer could be affected.
Looking at the Hacker News discussion, there's real skepticism about whether Apple can maintain their privacy positioning while routing complex queries through Google's infrastructure. The technical details they've shared suggest sophisticated differential privacy and secure multi-party computation, but implementing this at iPhone scale is unprecedented.
The Microsoft incident actually validates Apple's hybrid approach. By keeping sensitive operations on device and only sending carefully anonymized queries to external providers, they're reducing their attack surface compared to companies that put everything in the cloud. But they're also accepting new risks around model supply chain security.